Hello and welcome to Season 2 of Untold, the story of the Jamaican community in Canada, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University as part of the Community Podcast Initiative. This series explores the stories of Jamaicans to learn more about their culture and heritage, as well as their contributions to Canadian society.
We'll talk to people about what it's like to leave Jamaica and how they've adjusted to life here, their successes and the challenges they've faced. We'll hear how they've shared their culture and knowledge with Canadians through food, art, business, spirituality, healthcare, and education. Many of their stories have been overlooked and untold.
I'm Kale O'Rourke.
And I'm Christian Kuzak.
And in today's episode, we talk to Andrea Wilson-Henry, the secretary at the Jamaican-Canadian Association here in Calgary, Alberta. Andrea has been involved with the organization for several years, starting with community outreach before stepping into her current leadership role.
In our conversation, she shares insight into the work the JCAA does, her own journey into community service, and what motivates her to stay engaged in supporting Calgary's Jamaican and broader Caribbean community.
What does your role as secretary involve?
Well, the secretary is one of those roles that is, you're always active in the background, not necessarily at the forefront,
right.
Making sure that applications are sent through, any approvals from the city, we follow up on that. We need to have certain standards for the building itself. We have applications for that as well. I deal with all the official correspondence and correspondence in between other Caribbean islands and also report at the board meeting that we have once a month.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your background, where you're originally from, what brought you to Calgary, that sort of thing?
Okay. I'm originally from that mighty little nation called Jamaica in the Caribbean. I came here actually because my husband was interested in venturing out into Canada. Mm-hmm. And that is the reason, as you said, I basically piggytailed on my husband.
How has your personal background influenced the kind of work you do today?
Most I would say is that my background as a Jamaican, I guess, allows me to pivot. I'm actually, background is in media. So when I was in Jamaica, I worked in media for many years. And when I moved to Canada, I worked in media also in Saskatchewan. I moved to Canada in COVID, so things were a little bit topsy-turvy. So I'm now in admin at a courier company, not in media.
Mm-hmm. So how did you first get involved with the JCAA? What drew you to the organization specifically?
Well, I'm a Jamaican through and through. I mean, Jamaica runs in my veins, in my blood. So anywhere I am, I'm going to find anything Jamaican.
Gotcha.
And represent anything Jamaican. So when I moved to Saskatchewan, we did have a small association. It wasn't as formal as here in Calgary, but we were a nice little group.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we were going to move to Calgary. We came here before and we liked it. And before I even moved to Calgary, I was on my computer researching, because I know Calgary is a big city. Mm-hmm. There has to be a Jamaican association. So I made contact with them, and as soon as I landed, I was here volunteering within a matter of weeks.
Okay. So what kind of volunteer projects did you start out doing with the Jamaican Canadian Association?
Okay. My very first project was a fundraiser we have called Grab and Galang, and that's where we cook all the authentic Jamaican cuisine that everybody loves so much. Escovitch fish, jerk chicken, that kind of thing. And I was one of those persons that was actually preparing the vegetables on that day. That was my very important role.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there were any kind of other early projects that really stood out to you, or any events?
Before I became an executive member?
Yeah, before you kind of moved up to...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my first, but I was involved mm-hmm. in everything. The backpack program, where we hand out backpacks to needy families from elementary to high school. I was also involved in we actually opened our building after 2020 because of the COVID pandemic, we had to postpone that. I was involved in organizing that. And we have our independence celebrations, which is over 3 days, mm-hmm. three different events, church service, flag raising ceremony, and the actual independence ceremony. I was involved in that as well. So everything that they do voluntarily, I was involved in that before I became a committee member.
That's how you kind of earned your stripes and worked your way up through the IC. Were there any big learning challenges for you or interesting
moments? Yes, I actually was surprised that there wasn't more of a rush towards the association, but Calgary is so wide and vast that the Jamaican community spread out unlike Toronto. So in Toronto, everywhere you walk, you see Jamaican, Jamaican. But it's a little bit difficult here, so you actually have to go out and find the people.
Okay. So, well, I was kind of curious about, how would you, like, describe the mission and the work, like, of the association in general, I suppose?
Okay. So our main mission is to spread the culture throughout Calgary and also to foster camaraderie between members of the diaspora. And one thing about Jamaica, we have a lot of friends from other nations that are not Jamaican. So Jamaica is a very loved country. So we do have a lot of friends of Jamaica that would want to participate. But the main aim is also to create a home. That's why we have this beautiful building where we can participate in our culture and also raise the next generation and teach them about our culture.
So would you have any like moments that you're particularly proud of, like with your experience here? Like anything that stands out?
I would say about 2 years ago, we had on one of our independence celebrations, we actually had a market in Jamaica. The markets are very popular, and that's like the street side market where you go and buy like coconuts and fruits and stuff like that. A lot of the children have never seen that. So we were able to take some of the food and lay it out like a market setting and also introduce them to some traditional games that we have in Jamaica that nobody plays those games anymore.
How would you say it just kind of connects the Jamaican community, like within Canada and Calgary and outside of Canada? Like how vast is the outreach of the JCAA?
I say we are involved in a lot of diaspora committees and events. So we do have, every 2 years we have a diaspora conference. I think it would have probably been postponed this year because of the hurricane. So we do have, we do link with partners in other countries. We also go to Jamaica sometimes. They do have a diaspora conference there as well. And we try and link with other associations within Canada.
Have you guys been working with anyone regarding Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica?
Yes, we have. I mean, I tell you, it's everything is extremely overwhelming now, so we're still just trying to get our footing, as is everyone else. Everybody's trying to donate and bring stuff, but we're still trying to coordinate how we're going to get it to the people we want to get to in Jamaica, because there's a lot of influx there as well.
Where do you hope to see this organization grow or evolve to over the next few years or into the future?
Well, I think our main priority now would be to get the next generation on board. There's a lot of distractions, as we know in this world, a lot of other things that people want to do. So it's to get them to understand the importance of their roots and to understand the importance of continuation, because those of us that are here won't be here forever. So that is what we're focusing now. We actually have a youth initiative where we're trying to go out to the colleges and high schools and get the young people more involved.
Well, that's awesome. Are there any misconceptions about the JCAA or the Jamaican community in Alberta that you'd like to address or discuss?
I think, as I said, there are many Jamaicans in Calgary, but we're very spread out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of them truly appreciate what it is that we do. I think there have been sometimes some rough times in the past, and some people sometimes they're not aware of all the positive things we do. They may take one incident and just run with it. So it's for them to understand our contribution to youth. Again, we do give out scholarships to universities at our Independence Gala. We do have our backpack program. We do contribute funds to wherever we see necessary. People do write us and ask for contributions to assist them. So we're doing great things in the community, and we just want people to come on down and go online. There's so much information out there to see. If you want to find it, it's there.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty cool. Well, like, it's important to keep the, I don't want to say tradition, but like the spirit of the community and the mm-hmm. culture alive. Mm-hmm. Seems like the right thing to do.
Yes. And I mean, a lot of Calgarians should remember that we had a bobsled team from a tropical country, and we do have a bobsled around town, and Jamaica is a big deal.
So what kind of advice do you give to a younger Jamaican who's looking to get involved in this community service or advocacy work?
I would say that there are so many elements, there's so much opportunities to learn, especially if you're serving on the executive. You know, sometimes people think of training as formally in a classroom, but if you do embark on the Jamaican Canadian Association, there's a lot of training available, whether you're on the executive or not, because volunteering, you're going to learn many things through volunteering. You learn how to contact people, raising funds, applying for grants, organization skills, event planning, financial, improving your financial acumen. It's limitless.
So basically just get involved and be prepared. I see.
Yes.
Should we pivot? So the whole, I don't know how much you know about this podcast we're doing is, but it's all about like the untold perspective and stories. So now that we have like some background on you here,
right?
Just tell us about yourself and how you ended up here and your story. Your story of how
I ended up in Jamaica, in Calgary, in Canada.
All of it.
Okay,
right?
That's a tough story how I ended up here, because okay, so as mentioned earlier, I'm originally from Jamaica, from a beautiful town called Mandeville, which is in the center of the island. And growing up in Jamaica, I would say it was an awesome experience. I never really had it in my mind to migrate anywhere. I was very happy in Jamaica, doing very well. My husband, however, had other ideas, so we decided to embark on a new adventure, and so I am here. I must say, on reaching to Canada, I was kind of taken aback about perennial questions about my ability to speak English. So, you know, my husband reminded me, just explain that we're a Commonwealth country, just like Canada. So, so far it has been good. I'm not so affected by the cold as some people are, mainly because I'm not taking the bus. I think if I was taking the bus, probably I'd be back in Jamaica. But right now I'm cozy in my car, and it has been a good experience. And I hope my mom always says it's a great big world and everyone should travel. Even if you're gonna go back home, just travel and experience life somewhere else. Open up your perspective on the world.
Is there anything we haven't touched on or we've missed that you feel is important for people to know about your work, you, or the organization?
Just to say that we, you know, I believe that we here in the Jamaican Association, especially the executive, are unsung heroes, because it is a volunteer job and we work very hard. I mean, you can't understand it until you're in it, the things that we do and the things that we advocate for. So it is very challenging, but very rewarding. And those of us that are here because we love it and we have a passion for our country.
Yeah. So you, when you started out volunteering, that was obviously without pay.
Correct.
So were you working while you were doing that?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was in administration.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're currently volunteering without pay. You know, I always have to add, and this is just a blurb for Jamaica. So I always say that Jamaica is just the greatest little nation on earth. We have produced the fastest man in the world, the fastest woman in the world, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, musicians in the world. We have 4 Miss Worlds, that's a big deal, and many runner-ups in Miss Universe as well. We also created chocolate milk.
Did you?
We did.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, no, I love chocolate milk.
Right?
I guess the only thing I've missed is, how does the JCAA connect with the wider Calgary community, both within and beyond the Jamaican Canadian population?
We're involved in Calgary because that's why it's called the Jamaican Canadian Association and not the Jamaican Association.
Yeah.
And we're also very close with other Caribbean islands as well. Many of their offices are in the same complex as us.
I think we just saw the Haiti one.
Right,
up the
Haiti, Trinidad, yeah. Right. And we also, our scholarship program and our backpack program is not just for Jamaicans. Anybody can apply. So non-Jamaicans have won scholarships, and anybody can come and collect a backpack program for their child. And we're also involved in Black History Month, which is many countries around the world. And as I said, persons do write us from time to time for assistance, and that can be anybody. It doesn't have to be a Jamaican.
How would you go about just like informing the non-Jamaican community, even like just getting it more mainstream, I suppose?
I think maybe we there are additional challenges that we can employ. Right now, we actually are on the radio every Saturday. We're on a program at 5 o'clock on CSJW Radio. And for those of us who are involved in social media, we're very much present out there. As I said, sometimes it's kind of hard to galvanize everybody because the city is so large. But we do have community, like for example, in Adrie, there are quite a few Jamaicans over there. So the challenge, as I guess, is to what we're doing now is going out into the colleges and universities. We're definitely making that one of our major goals for 2026.
Do you have anything else you think we've missed?
I can say that one of our very popular programs in Calgary is our New Year's Eve gala, which was, you know, back in the days, one of the top five New Year's Eve galas in Calgary. But as I said, cities are growing and many more events are coming up, so people do have options, but we still have a very dedicated set of members and friends from around the world that do look forward to our gala, which is New Year's Eve.
Okay. Do you know where that would be or how people could find more information on that?
Information would be on our website, jcaalberta.com, and as well as on social media.
That's Andrea Wilson-Henry, Secretary of the JCA. Thanks for listening to Untold, the story of the Jamaican community in Canada, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University in Calgary as part of the Community Podcast Initiative. I'm Kale.
And I'm Christian.
This series was produced on the lands of the Niitsitapi, Blackfoot, Yiitka Nakoda, Tsuut'ina, and Métis people. We recognize the stewards of these lands and the knowledge they bring to our understanding of authentic storytelling.
Special thanks to Dr. Marva Ferguson and the Jamaican Community Association Alberta, who have been so supportive in helping us put the series together.
Remember to subscribe to the show to hear the latest episodes and discover new podcasts from the Community Podcast Initiative on our website, thepodcaststudio.ca.